What's up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast. It's your boy, What the What, and you are listening or watching the Guns and Freedom podcast. So let's dive right into today's episode. Well, first of all, if you are listening to this on Apple, Spotify, Buzzsprout, iHeart, whatever you might be, go check out my YouTube page and my web page. My web page is gunsandfreedom.com. If you just go there, you can pick up merchandise. You can go to my YouTube channel where I'm my gun YouTube channel. This is the podcast. And then I have a gun YouTube channel where I'm just reviewing stuff, having fun with my firearms. So be sure to check those out and subscribe as well. Any little thing will help because you know they do not like us to be successful in this particular genre of videos. So, but anyway, we're going to dive right into today's topic. So, I just really started up on Twitter. If you want to follow me on Twitter, my handle is What the What. Go check it out. And I came across a tweet, because that's what they say, a tweet that Tulsi Gabbard, she said, it was basically stating something to the effect of she was wondering why don't we do more to protect our kids, and this is in light of the Texas mass shooting, why don't we do more to protect our kids by the way of the logical things like school entries, like single points of entry, armed guards, that of that nature. I'll post a tweet up here so you can see what I'm talking about. But anyway, so in response to that tweet, I was reading the comments, and this is just goes to show you what people don't know. And what I mean don't know is you have people commenting on topics that they do not know about. Like if I read a comment, a tweet of somebody saying assault rifle one more time, I'm going to lose it. Because we, in my mind, as soon as you start using the word assault rifles, you know, automatic weapons, then you just lost all credibility with me. That tells me right there that you have no idea what you're talking about, and you're just talking out the side of your ass, and that side of your ass got hemorrhoids in it. So I'm not going to even entertain that because you're stupid. But just when you thought that it could not get any more stupid, there was a reply on her tweet. And I'm just going to read to you what it says. And this was a tweet from someone that doesn't even live in this country. And that's another thing. You got people, if you don't even live in this country, then you can't tell me nothing at all. Because your country is probably shit and you're probably just jealous because you do not live in this country. There, I said it. You wish you was an American. You wish you had our freedoms. You wish you could live our lives. I'm just talking now. But anyway, I'm going to read to you what this person said. They said, as a non-American, cut you off right there. I don't understand why there is no action around gun control. We only have like 20,000 laws on the books, but there's no action. And look what them laws they did. Nothing. Anyway, is it because of money, as media claims? Really? It's because of your ass. I digress. Then they go on to say, as an outsider, it makes sense for someone with mental health to not be able to have a weapon of mass destruction. And they pose it as a question. Let me repeat that. As an outsider, it makes sense for someone with mental health to not be able to have a weapon of mass destruction. And that don't sound like a question to me, but they pose it as a question. And then they said, weapon of mass destruction. There's so many points we can talk about. But let's start with the point of weapons of mass destruction. A lot of times, I don't get engaged with stuff like this. For the most part, sometimes I do. But this time, I just had to. So my reply to this idiot was, I assure you, no U.S. citizens has a nuke.
You ain't running shit. You're just another bitch. Streets are sick of it. Run for it.
He was finding somebody to do somewhere. But that's even here nor there. So this person is calling an AR-15 a weapon of mass destruction. Don't even sit at the table. You can't even sit at the table because you don't know what the hell you're talking about. A weapon of mass destruction. At least can we backpedal a little bit and at least say assault rifle? Now the AR-15 is a weapon of mass destruction. We're going to put that on the same caliber as a nuclear warhead. An AR-15. Let's just skip all over a tank. Let's just skip all over an Apache helicopter. Let's call it a weapon of mass destruction. Oh my God. These people are absolutely ignorant and stupid. And the bad part about it is most of the time, you're not going to change their mind. That foot is buried in the ground. You ain't moving them, even though they don't have a clue about what they are talking about. At least try to understand what it is you are speaking on before you speak, because you make yourself look like an idiot. I know we all do it sometimes, but this particular time, I'm pretty sure most of you don't make yourself look like an idiot as much as this fella did. He said that we give weapons of mass destruction to people with mental health. Now, let's backtrack to this whole thing about mental health. Why is it that we always label someone that has done a mass shooting a mental health patient? How do we know that that person is just not pure evil? We always want to resort to mental health. Now, which comes first, tomato, the chicken or the egg, mental health or evil? Some people are just evil. They know exactly what they are doing. And then you are assuming that this person even has a mental health problem and this whole thing wasn't a setup. How do we know he wasn't coached? You can look back into our history and see that certain individuals were coached to do certain things and they took the fall for it by certain entities. Y'all know what I'm talking about. If you don't, do some Googling. You'll see what I'm talking about. So how do you respond to somebody that calls an AR-15 a weapon of mass destruction? Do you respond? Do you laugh at them? Do you try to educate them? I can't do no educating. You know, if someone says an assault weapon, I will correct them and explain to them what an AR-15 is. And it's not an assault weapon. You hear people in these tweets, you read these people tweets and they're saying stuff like, nobody should have an automatic weapon without a background check. What do you need an automatic weapon for? And they talking to people with Twitter. And we could go on. It's almost like every gun advocate keeps saying the same thing, but these people ain't listening to it. You have to. Why can't you get it in your head that the only people that won't be able to get these particular firearms will be the law-abiding citizens? You are always going to have somebody to slip through. Nothing is 100%. You have countries that had strict gun laws. They may not have as many mass shootings, but they still have mass killings or whatever you want to call it. If somebody's not using a gun, they're using fertilizer. Timothy McVeigh, he didn't use an AR-15. He used fertilizer. So what are we going to do? Outlaw fertilizer? Or are we going to do something before these people actually take action? Just like in this particular case, there were signs that this dude was a fruitcake, but no one did anything about it. It seems like we all were. And why didn't the police go in? Why did they wait? Why did some of the officers save their own kids and come back out? These are questions we will probably never have the answer to. My heart goes out to the families that lost a loved one. There's no denying that that's a bad thing. It's horrific and it's tragic. But let's seek the right answers to solve the problem. Let's not resort right to gun control when you know good and well this person just walked into the school easily. But when someone says that in a tweet or make mention of it in a post, they're ridiculed for saying, oh, we're just going to put locks on the doors. We're going to lock our kids in. What? If you restricted all of the guns and nobody had access to guns, what about knives? A person can do just as much damage with a knife. Because think about it. You got a knife, now you're walking in silence. Nobody's hearing gunshots. Nobody knows to take cover. This is just somebody walking and stabbing people. Folks, we got to wake up. We got to seek real solutions. We can't just resort to the politics of it all. And I'm going to do a podcast about Beto. Oh, my God. That motherfucker is tragic. But anyway, I'm going to wrap this one up. Y'all let me know what you think about it in the comments if you're watching this on YouTube. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast on Apple, on iTunes, on Spotify, and all of them, go ahead and do it. Support your boy. Peace.